you love an Aussie underdog who punches above, look no further than Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. Download the Bluebet app today and bet Australian. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. Gus Warland, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
Yes, and we're only three sleeps away. The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Follow us on TikTok, Twitter and Instagram at Rush Hour Triple M is our handle. And before we get stuck into the rain, sinkholes and some real knob ends in Mossman, let's talk about last night, Midnight Oil for you at Luna Park. Did you enjoy it, brother?
Loved it, mate. Went with a few mates and had a few beers, a bit of dinner at the Orient, then a ferry across to Luna Park. And gee, they still put on an incredibly tight show.
Yeah,
incredible.
And what a wonderful city to be able to do that, jump in the water taxi, get across to Luna Park, and yeah, that's when Sydney really comes alive. How are you, Del? How are you feeling, mate? Three sleeps away from the grand final you're going to be calling. How many grand finals have you actually called? Have you worked that out?
Oh, no, I'm not sure. Seven or eight. Mate, you never get sick of them, but actually it's just about having the balance during the week. I try not to overdo too much because sometimes you get too excited, you do too much, but this week's been, the balance has been right. I've just been excited for both teams, but also every time you run into someone from Parramatta or, you know, I've got mates mate, they're excited. I'm excited for them. I don't really care who wins because none of my teams, I'm not on anyone's bandwagon because I can't jump on and off a bandwagon.
Well, I thought you're pretty much on Parramatta's.
No, I don't care, mate. But Parramatta, they're playing some good football, but I don't care. Whoever wins, wins.
Big congrats to Nico Hines, Dally M medalist last
night. Exactly right. Fantastic. We'll have an interview with him a little bit later because we sent our man.
Man on the ground, Aaron Woods.
Exactly. Woodsy was our man on the ground. So we'll talk to him a little bit later. But you won 2.5 premierships. You won
Sorry.
You won 2 NRLs and a Super League. So that's 2.5.
Three. Mate, we can only win what's in front of us. If you put that in front of us, we're going to beat you. And the next year, Newcastle, they got nowhere near us.
How many did you win?
Two.
There you go. Yeah. What about the rain bomb that's meant to hit Australia over the next 10 days? And we're not talking just Sydney. We're talking everyone in Australia is going to be hit with this rain bomb. Did you see on Triple M socials the hailstones at MG's house?
Well, we were talking to the guy on the Battle of the West quiz yesterday. He looked like he was taking shrapnel.
Unbelievable. A massive rain bomb is over Sydney at the moment. Parts of Western Sydney have been pummeled with hailstones. And there's a sinkhole directly over the M4 tunnel at the moment.
10 metres wide. Craziness.
What is going on? So make sure you are safe and don't go out into that area unless you absolutely need to. But what about this? Meanwhile in Mossman, a war has erupted amongst residents where locals have gone after the owner of a boat that they believe is causing major inconvenience. Now, I've been on this station since 2009. I've never had a phone call from Mossman. Not once.
I'm sure we're
talking to deaf ears here.
Yeah.
But a man's boat is parked legally on the street in Mossman, but residents have taken to Facebook to complain about it. We are having construction done on my house. It has made two huge deliveries with a crane. Hard to upload supplies so far.
Where's the sinkholes in Mossman? When you really need them.
Want a sinkhole just around these people would be absolutely fantastic. Time now to talk rugby league. Let's talk to this man.
Reedy's Mayor.
Yeah, Reedy is the man. He knows everything that's going on in and around the game of rugby league. Start the ball rolling, Latrell and South trying to tie him up before he goes to the World Cup. How's that going?
Yeah, look, Latrell obviously went back to the farm in Taree. He wasn't at the Dally M's last night, so he's having a bit of R&R before he heads overseas for the World Cup. But the big thing is South want to try and get him locked down before he goes. He's off contract in a year's time. He's a free agent. Well, basically, he's signed another club from November 1. So it's a priority for South before he gets to that World Cup to try and get a deal done. We're looking at extension anywhere from 2 to 4 years, upwards of $1 million a year. You know, I think they're hopeful they can get something locked away because, you know, we all know Latrell doesn't want to go anywhere. He loves that football club and he's huge for them. So the clock's ticking. They've got to get it done by next Tuesday. I think they fly out. So it's going to be a pretty frenetic weekend for South and Latrell Mitchell, I expect.
Well, Reed, it's a big weekend for the likes of Liam Martin, Sean Lane, Damien Cook and Dylan Edwards to see if they make the World Cup squad. So, mate, what's your thoughts there?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I think they've got a squad penciled in. I'll tell you, one guy's definitely, it's Campbell Graham, the South Sydney centre. I think Damien Cook's finding a bit of an uphill battle.
Sorry, what did you say? Who's definitely in?
Campbell Graham.
What? Why? Center. Why?
What do you mean, why?
What do you mean, why?
He's had a great year.
Oh, yeah, but he should be in. There's no certainty.
He can't lock him in, surely.
Yeah. Well, I'm locking him in, baby. He's locked in. He's going.
Are you still? Did you go to the Dally M's last night?
I did, yeah.
Are you still drunk?
Yeah. I've got another one for you. Lock him in. Murray Tuolungi, North Queensland winger.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Oh, you can cop that, but not Campbell Graham.
Yeah.
It's pretty good for South.
You'll get some feedback from South supporters.
Yeah, I'll get some feedback.
Campbell Graham didn't play Origin this year. Murray Tuolungi did.
Okay, but he was pretty good for South this year.
Yeah, he was.
I thought he was really good, Campbell Graham. I think it's a bit harsh.
Lovely little cough up for the try on half time. Yeah, beautifully done.
Okay. Anyway, there's some other blokes who are on the bubble. You're talking there, Liam Martin, Sean Lane. They're up against each other this weekend. They're basically going for one spot. So it's a huge grand final for those guys. Dylan Edwards, he's on the periphery. I don't think he's in the squad as we speak, but he's probably got a chance to play his way in if he plays out of his skin on Sunday night.
Oh, mate, he will. I'd take him because you can play him on the wing. You can play him, you know.
What about Turbo? Is Turbo any chance of just getting picked and see how it goes?
No, Turbo's out. He's on holidays in Bali or something.
He does look like he's having a good time, yeah.
He needs to prepare. Yeah.
His brother will be there. Jakey will definitely be there.
Of course.
That's good.
You know, but of the contentious ones, and particularly the guys looking this weekend in the grand final, you know, Uppy Coruscant is one of those guys. I don't expect Uppy to be there. I think the hookers will be Harry Grant and Ben Hunt. As I said, Damien Cook, you know, the incumbent. I know they haven't played a test for 3 years, but Cook is sort of on the periphery as well, and he needs a bit of luck to be there. I don't expect he will be. So, you know, it's a big weekend for those other guys I mentioned, playing the grand final, the Parramatta and Penrith guys, Martin, Lane. They're the big ones, I think, and Dylan Edwards, who are really playing to force their way into the squad on Sunday night.
And Reedy, finally, the NRL is set to bring back match payments for every player. Give us an update there.
Yeah, this is interesting. So from next year, everyone's going to get a match payment. As it stands, I shouldn't say everyone is coming to because they're still talking, but both sides agree that next year everyone gets a match payment. So Tommy Trbojevic is on $1.1 million a year. He's going to get $1,000 a game. So is the bloke who's on $80,000 a year. And it'll go up over the course of the next 5 years.
Why are they doing that? Because they get $1,000 for man of the match and they normally give it to a charity or something, don't they?
Well, I think they want to reward guys for playing, for actually taking part, actually getting on the field and playing. So I think the idea is predominantly for the guys who are on the lower wage, you know, the guys who are on $80,000 or the minimum wage, earn $1,000 a week. I mean, I don't mind the idea. I think it's a good idea. I think it incentivizes you to play football. Not that most blokes need it, but particularly the guys who are in the lower rungs who aren't on the big money, if they're getting $1,000 a game, and over the course of a year, that's $25,000. That's handy. Mm. That'll help.
Well, these two blokes,
as much as you blokes get for one show.
I was going to say, these two blokes I work with, never on minimum wage, these two clowns, so they wouldn't have a clue what you're talking about.
Can I throw one more item in? Actually, this Dallas will interest you. Yeah. Ben Hunt.
Yes.
He's rejected their latest offer, and my understanding is it's a money issue.
What?
The money that's on the table hasn't been enough to get the deal done. There's a figure they've got in mind, his camp has in mind. If the Dragons can reach that figure, they'll get the deal done. And I don't know what the figure is. I suspect it's around the $1 million mark. So, and he'll be, you know, we're talking a two-year extension from 2024. So he'll be 34, I think it is, at that time. So it's interesting whether St. George will pull the trigger on that and go that far, or whether they'll go, well, Ben, we're not going to go there. Go test the market.
Yeah, wow. Thanks a lot, Reedy. Really appreciate it. Have a great grand final, mate. Enjoy reading all your stuff in the lead up to it and, of course, next week as well. Thanks so much for joining us, mate.
Cheers, guys.
How far do you go for your team? How far do you prove that you love your team, that it's in your heart? Well, we've got a bloke in the studio right now who has certainly proven that. He's from Pride Meats. That's P-R-Y-D-E. So ride with the P in front. His name is Manuel Denoris.
Correct.
And he's brought us in some sausages, right? But they're not normal sausages. He's a Parramatta fan. He's a tragic. And one colour of the sausages are yellow and the other are blue. So you've got the full-on Parramatta coloured sausages. Sausages.
Look at these. Indeed.
And what flavour are they, mate? Welcome to the show and thanks for coming in.
Thank you to all of you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. This is this is a special moment for me and really excited to be here.
How many have you sold so far?
I'll be honest with you, we've sold well over 6,000 sausages. And it's going ballistic at the moment, so we've got a lot going on. The young apprentices are like, oh my God, I'm going to be dreaming of sausages tonight. So I've got them working hard today.
How do you make them that colour? Obviously, a food dye, but how do you make that all go to still keep the sausages going? And can we have one whilst we're chatting to you?
100%, go for your life.
What flavour are they?
They're made out of chicken, and the flavouring is a chicken and chive.
Oh, yeah.
They're also gluten-free, in case anyone's...
Lot of gluten free people in here, mate.
As you can see, we're home too. So nice and fluffy. So
it's so nice. So how do you get the colours in?
Yeah, so the best way to do them is you've got to have white meat. So either pork or chicken. Mm-hmm. We decided to go for chicken because everyone likes chicken.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't like the pork.
Yeah.
And it's good because the kids like chicken. That's the main thing. So it's all about getting the kids to have a bit of a laugh around the barbecue. So, yeah, and the flavouring, chicken and chive.
Beautiful, yeah. Man. It's delicious.
We're thinking of doing chicken Kiev, but chicken and chive is pretty good. So it's just blue and yellow dye. You got to make sure you get the right consistency. So there's a meal that goes into the mixture. So you mince the chicken first. Then you add the flavouring, the seasoning, and then a bit of water with the colouring, and then slowly pour it in. Depends how many drops you got to colour it up to make it brighter and less.
Mate, that looks fantastic. What about the chances? Big drought, we've been talking about it all. You have beaten Penrith a couple of times, but there's circumstances that go with that, clearly being sent off and all that jazz. Yeah. 6-8 weeks ago, a couple of para mates go, we're not going to make the eight.
Yeah.
Now you're in the grand final. You have been inconsistent, but you got the job done last weekend. Are you confident? How are you feeling?
Yeah, very confident. I think... the one thing Para have done different this year compared to every other year, I think they've come into the comp with the games winning.
Yeah.
You know, they had a few losses, but they've been consistent the last, I think, 4 or 5 weeks before the semis, and they've gone through really well.
Manuel, can you believe none of the Eels made the Dally M team of the year?
Yeah, I'm amazed. Firstly, Junior Paulo didn't get prop
or
something like that. You know, being in the New South Wales side, I think his stats have been great. Yeah, really good.
Needs to have a big game. Doesn't mate, just come charging out.
Tell me this, even like your backs are playing some pretty good football at the moment, but you must be getting a little bit nervous. Wonga Blake, mate, you must think, okay, we all know that he's a very good player, but I see you could probably switch him and Bailey Simonson if he drops the first one.
Yeah, you probably could. Yeah. I think Wonga Blake's just got to get a bit of confidence. I think he'll be right for the grand final. Yep. Everyone has those days, even the superstars of the game.
Do. Yeah, you know, I did.
Wendell
I did.
Sailor,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
he, yeah. He not too many, but you've been good.
You jumped free early, didn't you, Wonder?
yeah, I did. I did.
Are they still reminding you?
Oh, that's all we do, and that's why I became great. No.
Hey, Manuel, thank you so much for coming in firstly, but secondly, bringing in the sausages. I really hope the Eels do really well for you, mate.
Can I ask, who's your favourite Eels player to watch?
Well, look, Ryan Madison is like an ambassador to us, so good. Pride Meats. And I serve a lot of the para boys. They come, Reed Marnie, Junior Paulo.
Do they pay top dollar or do you give them little discounts?
Look, they're playing that well because they're eating quality meat.
Yeah.
And I think Ryan Madison's body physique looks the part with the good meat that he's eating.
I tell you what, he looked that way at the Roosters before he'd turn up anywhere near Parramatta, mate. But
turn it up.
Thanks a lot, Big Miller. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Enjoy. And like I said, go para. I think it's going to be our year this year.
Mate, we'll stoke for you, mate. Well done.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Pride Meats. Make sure you look it up. PRYDE. Pride Meats. And make sure you see Manuel, who will look after it. Well, Manuel certainly showed us, boys, that you can go above and beyond for your club. Have you had anyone like at the Swannies ever do something like that?
Yeah, there's a lovely old lady who got tattoos after the grand final win and things like that. Like,
really? 85-year-old lady with tats?
Unbelievable. With the premiership tattoos and things like that.
I love that.
So
it was a lady in the eastern suburbs at the moment, not even in Parramatta territory, that has all her house decked out and painted in the Parramatta colours. So that's the type of stuff we want to hear. How far do you go for your team? And we've got Troy from Parramatta. He's a great mate. He's a champion fella. He's got the Parramatta Cave podcast.
The Parra Cave,
He was on Channel 7 News the other night. You have dedicated your life outside of your beautiful family, Troy, to the Parramatta Eels, haven't you, mate? Welcome to the show.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Gus, Jude and Wendell, for having me on. Can I just correct you on something, Gus, Bart?
Sure.
The Parra Cave is, ironically, in the heartland of Penrith.
Oh, wow.
Didn't know this.
not Parramatta, so it's in Penrith.
Okay, so you live in Penrith, but you're a mad, mad eel.
Absolutely. I've got a 2.5-car garage full of paraphernalia. over 75 jerseys, posters. I've got the Hindy fridge, stubby holders, team posters. You name it, I've probably got it.
And you go to every game as well, mate, don't you? You're always at the airport heading off to watch the Eels when they're playing their away games?
As much as I can, yeah. I was unfortunate not to get up to Townsville last week, but, yeah, every opportunity I try and get, I can try and get away to the away games.
Do they win on Sunday, Troy?
Absolutely they do.
And who's your first try scorer, brother?
Mate, Will Penasini.
Yes.
He's your new Takaraki. Thanks a lot, Troy. What about Matty? G'day, Matty. You're from Lugano Gourmet Meats. You're a butcher in Panther territory, are you?
No, I'm actually a butcher in St. George territory.
Okay. So you're a Panther fan, though?
Yeah, definitely. I was born out there.
Okay, so what have you got there in the display cabinet for any Panther supporters?
Yeah, so we've made some little Panther Paul burger patties.
Oh, wow.
We've also made a Panther pop stick, which has got four little different meatballs. One's black, one's red, yellow and green.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Cool. Yep.
And we've decked out the whole shop. I've got balloons galore. I'm a little bit talked about around the town because it's not red and white, but
yeah.
You take what you can, don't you?
You sure that's can. Matty, thank you so much. Appreciate it, mate.
Mate, what about Louie? Louie, mate, how far would you go for your team, mate?
Hey, guys. Mate, my story is I'm a one-eyed Parramatta supporter and there's no second team. It's just Parramatta and that's it. My tradition, I'm Orthodox, and my tradition is to get buried. And because my dad just passed away recently, I told my kids, mate, if I don't get to watch a grand final win by Parramatta, I want to be cremated, put in a jar and left in front of the TV so you guys can put the TV on when the Eels are playing to make sure that I can see them watch win a grand final in the future.
Louis, you are a legend. Well done. We've had Anthony also. He's a great mate of the show. He's painted his car completely in Parramatta colours.
Yeah, I've got a text.
You got a text.
Mate, our man Bo Ryan, he was just saying here how the parents named their kids after him. Bo Ryan actually named him Bo Ryan.
Named him Bo Ryan Smith or something.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to Campbelltown.
Yeah, we got Maddie on the line. Welcome to the Rush Hour, Maddie.
Hey, guys. How are you?
How good, far thanks, have you mate. Gone for your team?
It's almost a family tradition now. It's a bit of an odd one. It started with my uncle and my dad back when I was a little fella. My uncle is a diehard Rabbitohs fan. My pop, their dad, was a diehard Magpies fan, and my dad is a Bulldogs fan, hence I followed suit. Running joke, I think it started off as a joke, but every time one of the teams win, the others buy the mascot for the other person. So my dad got my uncle, bought him his first Bulldog in the 85 grand final after that one.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Bulldogs we still have still stem from that first Bulldog my dad actually got. Pretty much whenever the Bulldogs win a grand final, my uncle goes out and spends whatever the money, stupid amount.
See, what
of money
these days is like $6,000-$7,000 for a Bulldog. That's
stupid.
Yeah.
My dad a Bulldog and my dad only has to buy him a rabbit. So in 2014, my dad went down to the pet shop and bought him a $20 rabbit, dropped it off at his doorstep, and that was it. So,
well, let's hope he never has to buy another rabbit again anyway, not for the next 20 or 30 years anyway. Thanks to all the calls we couldn't get to as well. When we're talking legends, we talk to this man.
Next guest is one tough Sydney cider. He's got Quakers Hill quaking. Werribee are wary of him. He'd have the best rig in Bonnie Rig. When he goes to Manly, they have to legally change their name to Not Manly Enough. He wants Leichhardt to change their name to Leichharden the Hell Up. And there's probably heaps more, but that's all I could think of. He's an international boxing Hall of Famer. Out of 33 fights, he had 29 wins, 21 by knockout. Please welcome to chat all things Parramatta Eels ahead of the GF, Jeff Fenwick.
Yeah, he's an absolute champion. We all love him, but he is a massive Parramatta fan. And Jeff Fenwick, welcome to the show firstly, and how much are you looking forward to Sunday night?
Well, I can't wait, Em. You know, I was at a restaurant the other night watching Parramatta play, betting people throughout the whole game. So yeah, had a good night, but look, I'm really excited. I just think that they've got the perfect mix. I mean, I think they've got one of the best front rowers in the world at the moment in Junior Polo. I think they've got, you know, like their spine, everything that you need for a great footy side they've got. And it's all about just being able to put it together on the night. And I mean, look, you know, they're up against a great team in Penrith, and it's going to be amazing. I love rugby league, so I'm looking forward to it.
Mm. Yeah, Jeff, I know you do, mate. Wendell Sale here, mate. I hope you're well. Mate, the Panthers, how do you beat the Panthers? Mate, they've been so good the last couple of years, and they've just set such a standard through rugby league, through the jersey flag system and obviously the NRL.
Yeah, Wendell, the first thing I'd be telling the team is that, you know, that they are beatable, and we have got the team, the self-belief's everything. And then you just got to go out, and you've got to make them, you know, the least amount of mistakes you can make. You obviously, you've got to complete as many times as you can, and just do the little things right, and then I think then those little things turn into big things. And I, like I said, look, Parramatta really just got to believe in themselves. Mm. I mean, like I said, they've got a great 6 and 7, they've got a great 1, they've got a great 9, they've got like a great pack. And like I said,
they've just got to go out and save themselves. And we can beat these guys. And honestly, I think that's where it's going to come down to, self-belief. And I mean, you know, something might happen early, whoever might score, but they've just got to continue to believe in themselves, which they did in their last game. And I think I think they've got a great coach in Brad Arthur, and I think they can be successful. I really do.
Jeff, speaking of Brad Arthur, I mean, he's had some naysayers across the time, but this could really put them all to rest, couldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So I don't feel sorry for him. I mean, it's father-son thing, which is really, really hard. And it's not his fault that his son's there playing and he's playing great football. And when they need him, they've used him. So people look at it as a little leg up. But like I said, I think everything he's done with the team has been tremendous. It's been great. And it's been as honest as it can be. And look, I think the players believe in him. Like I said, I honestly believe as long as the players believe in themselves, it's going to be a great game. But like I said, I think that Parramatta, I'm very confident that Parramatta can be victorious.
When did you fall in love with the Parramatta Eels, Jeff? When did that love affair start?
Well, I was always a Newtown boy, and then I used to watch Ray Higgs and Ray Price and Johnny Colk and all those guys. But I loved Ray Higgs because he just did so many tackles, the number nine for Parramatta, the second rower at the time. And I loved Ray Price, as everybody does. So I loved everything about them. Then as they had their great sides of the 80s, Peter Sterling, who I think should be the next immortal. I think he's just an amazing rugby league player. Amazing team player, just an amazing person. So, like I said, I've been blessed, and I had that little stint where I went and put the Parramatta jumper on, and I was with all those guys playing with David Lilliard and all those guys, Stan Jordan. And it was an amazing little period for me. And I loved Parramatta before that, and when I played for them, I loved them even more. And it's been a long time between drinks for us Parramatta fans, but I think this it's going to be about time we raised our glasses. The weekend.
Thank you so much, mate.
Legend.
It is great to hear from you. You literally are a legend of Australian sport. No doubt if you put some weight on back in the day, you could have made it in the league as well. But best of luck to the Parramatta Eels, your Parramatta Eels this weekend.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks, Wendell. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, good on you, mate. Thanks, there you go. Cheers. Jeff Fenwick, one of the greats of all time. Time now to talk to this man.
Played over 250 games of NRL, and he's captained three clubs, and he's played Origin and international footy, and he's done all of it with a beard that probably adds about 70 newtons of wind resistance. Let's welcome back our good mate, Aaron Woods.
Yeah, Woods is in the house. How are you, mate?
Yeah, going good, boys. How are you all?
Mate, you could have taken your black tie off. There's no need to still be wearing that at the Water the Dally last night.
He didn't even wear a black tie. Good to see you took notice.
I wanted to pull you up on that. Could you have dressed up a little bit, mate?
I wore a Triple M button up.
Hang
I was there
on.
For work, guys.
It's a black tie, though.
That's all right.
No, I'm all right with it. I've got no problems with that, mate. You look good, mate.
I appreciate it. Yeah. I went for the Dell hat, too.
It's good, mate. Mate, you're good.
He took me down to a wing in Melbourne and tried to take a few pointers from him.
You got to look like you belong there, though.
Yeah, it was lazy. However, you did a really good job.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we sent you the Dally M's, Woodsy, and you caught up with Gutho, Pappenhausen, Adam Reynolds, Nico Hines, Dan Ganane. Let's have a listen.
We're here to ask some funny questions, some serious questions. Let's get to it. How was Mad Monday?
That was all good. Mad Monday was hectic. A couple of beers and, a few bets and hectic.
Who gets Dally M for the referees?
Oh, jeez.
I wouldn't say Grant Atkins what happened on the weekend, but the other 12 that was there.
That's a fair comment. Maybe, Atkins, he doesn't get it. Maybe the ref who ref the Tigers game.
Ref of the year.
No offense to it either.
I was going to say not Ashley Klein.
Finally, someone that agrees with me, yes.
I don't know.
Be careful, you're the captain.
I'll say all of them. They've been great collectively.
You're kidding, mate. You didn't need to suck like that.
I'll say all of them.
Worst journo.
Not answering this one.
Oh, no, that's right, mate.
Worst journo, geez. All the above.
That's the best answer so far. And Sitter, come on, brother.
Answers, you're asking me questions. I don't want to be in What's the Buzz or Danny Widler's column. Buzz used to smash me every week. You know how long it took me to kiss and make. Exactly.
Worst journo of the year.
I don't know. They're all shit except Dave Riccio.
Yeah. Oh, legend.
There you go, mate. Pretty good.
Well done.
Yeah, at least Sifatalico was very honest with his responses there.
He certainly was. What was it like for you? I mean, you're normally walking down that. You've won Dally M in your own right, haven't you, in positional?
Yeah, I won a couple of positional ones back in my time. But honestly, it was a lot different. I was very nervous at the start. But then once the boys come over, they were pretty good with their responses. Churches and the back production here come up with a good one. They'll be good on social media that you'll see later on, the full version. So, it was really good fun.
Well, do you want you to hang around and talk to us in... after 5 o'clock because we did give you a secret mission. Yep. We gave you a word to put into the interviews. What was that word?
Finagle.
Okay, we're going to see if you
never
actually...
Heard of it.
And you apparently had to put that into all your interviews.
Yes.
We'll hear about that after 5 o'clock. But now it's time for the quiz.
Absolutely. The Battle of the West. We need a Para fan. We need a Penrith fan. Call us now, 1-333-53 to win $200 cash.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an all-West grand final this weekend. If you're a Penrith or a Para supporter, we've got $200 cash for you to spend on game day. All you have to do is to win our Battle of the West quiz. We've got a Panthers fan and an Eels fan going head-to-head. They're on the line right now. Tim is a Parramatta fan. G'day, Tim. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, Gus. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, mate. And we've got Luke, who's a Penrith supporter. G'day, Luke.
G'day, Gus. How you going, mate?
Yeah, fantastic, mate. Welcome to the show, boys. Let's
boys.
Get it on. And, of course, the buzzer is your name. So, first question, how many regular season games did Penrith win this year?
Luke.
Tim.
Luke was there first?
21.
Oh, my goodness.
It was 20.
20.
Ooh. Okay, question number two. What's the postcode for the suburb of Parramatta?
Tim?
Tim?
Yeah, Tim?
2525.
Oh, wow.
2150.
Oh, mate.
Okay, question number three. You blokes are on fire. So
you guys aren't massive fans, obviously.
I don't live in Parramatta.
Okay, question number three. Who won the Clive Churchill Medal in 2009?
Ooh, that's
when,
easy.
When, of course, the Storm
Tim.
Beat.
Yep.
Okay, Tim? Tim?
Billy Slater.
He did?
Yes.
Okay, so Tim, the Parramatta fan, is one up. Can you put that on the scoreboard?
I've got the scoreboard.
Okay, beautiful. Question number four. Who is refereeing the grand final on Sunday night? Luke first.
Ashley Klein.
Yep. Yes, he's on the board, one all.
Quite unbelievably.
Yeah.
Okay, now the last question, whoever gets it right or wrong, depends. Here we go. Which Eels player made the most tackles in the home and away season this year?
Tim.
Tim.
Reed Marnie.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Timmy.
Tim, the Parramatta supporter, pick up the $200. Congratulations. Wow. Spend that on game day. Thanks a lot, Tim, and thanks for Luke for trying, and have a great night on Sunday night, boys.
Thanks, awesome. Guys. Thank go to the Eels.
Good on you, boys.
Yeah, look at
good
him.
On you. Woodsy, you've stuck around. Thank you very much, big fella.
Anytime for you, boys.
Mate, you spoke to the man that won the Dally M. Let's have a listen to that interview.
Woodsy here with Nico Hines, one of the favourites tonight of the Dally M, mate. Great season at the Sharks. I think you proved a lot of the doubters wrong when you were going for halfback. Mate, how did you fit in so well down the Shire?
Well, you know, there's a great group of players there, and they're all genuine guys, and they work extremely hard for a common goal to be standing in a premiership. Although we didn't get that far, we're in the finals this year, and unfortunately the boys missed out last year, but Fitzy's has instilled a lot of confidence in myself, and he's been huge for me, and just extremely grateful for those guys for helping me out.
Yeah, no, he looked outstanding. Obviously, you had the celebrations from our Monday. You've got a couple of loose units. How did my main man, Toby Rudolph, go?
Mate, he's been texting me nonstop saying, all right, this is the last time I'll text you, but I was MVP, eh? So he just keeps asking me and trying to reassure him that he was MVP, but he did have a good crack. Ronnie had a good crack too, but you know, he'd be off me if I didn't say Toby was MVP, so I'll give it to him.
The big fella always needs reassurance. Mate, if everything goes well, World Cup, have you got a call or anything yet?
Oh, I'm in the extended squad at the moment. I think the final team gets announced Monday. So if I'm lucky enough to get picked, then I'll be over the moon and ready to go rip in for the Aussie squad and have a good time in the UK.
Well, personally, mate, I think you should be in there. You've had a great year. And these are the hard-hitting questions now. We've got to be careful how loud we say it because we've got a couple of them floating around. Who gets Dally M Ref of the Year?
Dally M Ref. Is there even an award?
A couple
of
boys floating around.
Who can I go? I want to go Todd Smith.
I like that one, little redhead. He goes all right. Dally M Commentator of the Year.
Dally M Commentator of the Year. Billy Slater.
He's not too bad. He's been really good. Great coach. After party tonight, who's going to finagle their way in and make a gig of himself?
Oh, Cameron Munster. He's off the piss, isn't he, Cameron Munster? And he's got his missus here too, so that's boring.
Coming to
but,
the pump big time.
Gig of themselves. Scott Drinkwater, maybe.
Yeah,
he's
nice.
An old Central Coast lad that I grew up with, so I'm hoping he makes a bit of a dick of himself, because that'll be funny to tell the lads back home.
Well, when he does, mate, can you just tell him when to get the tap and go home? We don't want no trouble. Anyway, Nico, mate, great season, outstanding, and all the best with Dally M.
Yeah, and he got good the stuff. Job done in the end by a massive amount of points, a record all of points. So he did it
38.
Easy.
Unbelievable. I don't think anyone would have thought he would have got the record points, and you know, a lot of people had the favourite to be Ben Hunt.
Ben Hunt,
so.
Yeah.
Incredible year, great buy. He has to be buy of the year.
Yeah. for sure.
You guys probably didn't help Ben Hunt. You tightened up at the end of the year.
Yeah,
you
we I thought we won our last three. We need to go better through the middle of the year, Dil. Yeah.
Well, what about the word Fanangle? You got that one in there. Look, beautifully done to the Dally M winner. And Fanangle does actually mean to obtain.
Fanangle, isn't it?
Fanangle, is it? What was I saying?
It's Fanangle.
Well, can I just
it's
say one thing? I didn't even know what it meant. I just tried to fit the word in, and I was more nervous about getting that word in every sentence than worry about asking a question.
You did a good job.
Well, Fanangle, or however you want to say it, to obtain by indirect or involved in means Fanangle a ride home, or trickery. To get yourself in somewhere or to get something.
Still don't know what it means.
So you worked it perfectly let's have a listen for your attempt to actually put that magic mission word in all the way through the night.
Who's going to finagle their way into the after party and let loose tonight? One thing I've noticed with all the Para boys, there's no Mitch Moses. Has he finagled his way up here, or is he just staying at home and protecting his cash? He didn't want to hurt his fingers. And who's going to finagle their way into the after party and have a really, really good time? Player of, like, you know, the each position, which player do you reckon is going to sneak or finagle their way into the team of the year? And I'll leave you with that. And at the Dally M tonight, who's going to finagle their way in and have a little bit of an MVP performance afterwards? With the game on Sunday, are you boys allowed to finagle a couple of drinks tonight on your table, or is there no drinking policy? One more. Who's going to finagle their way into the after party and make an absolute gig of himself?
Well played.
Well done, big fella. And all those interviews on their own, put together in their own very own podcast. So there you go.
Well done, mate.
You've done mate. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for finagling your way into the studio.
There it is.
One more time. Time now for this.
The Rush Hours NRL Preview. Thanks to DoorDash, official delivery partner of the NRL.
Yeah, thank you, DoorDash, for your support. Download the DoorDash app now for 30% off your first four orders. Minimum order value, $20. New DoorDash customers only. Let's start the ball rolling, Jude.
Del, there's a lot of talk that Roger Tuivasa-Sheck is getting frustrated with the lack of opportunities in the All Blacks starting side, which could see him opt for a return to rugby league. However, the Roosters have distanced themselves. There'll be no shortage.
That's easy for you to say.
There'll be no shortage of interest in his services if he reports out of rugby.
Surely we've got a little bit of money left in the cap.
No, you haven't, mate.
Over,
Uncle
mate.
Nick, no. Come on.
You haven't.
What's your thoughts, mate? Or do you see him maybe potentially looking at Japanese?
No, I can understand him getting frustrated there, but, like, he should have known that this is not going to happen overnight, mate. Those guys, their whole lives, you know, they play for that All Blacks jersey, and I think he had to give himself a good 2 years anyway. Like, he's only not even had 1 year there, really.
How long did it take you to go from rugby league into the Wallabies starting 15?
I did my first season, but I didn't learn the game for about 18 months. Like, it was just hard, but he actually grew up in it. I was actually a bit of a novice. I'd actually never played any rugby union. But with someone like RTS, he's such a class player, wants to be involved, so he's just getting frustrated now. Super Rugby's fine, but you want to play the international matches, but they've got so much depth there, the All Blacks. But it'd be great to have him back in rugby league.
Turn our eyes to the World Cup. Eels grand final star Mitch Moses and West Tigers 5'8 Adam Dewey are set to form a devastating halves duo for Lebanon after their squad was announced. And then South winger Josh Mansour and Bulldogs young gun Jacob Kerris are the other notable NRL stars in the squad. Not a bad side, is it?
No, it's a good side. But I think, you know, when you have guys like Mitch Moses who will go back there, obviously, you know, he's playing some great football now. There's so much depth in the Australian Kangaroo side that he probably won't get a look in there. But for Mitch to go and play for Lebanon, Adam Dewey, I'm a massive fan of, this will give, you know, those Lebanon players so much confidence. And it'll be great for the World Cup, I think, you know, because he's got great energy, Mitch, and he's confident, and I love him. You know, he's a sassy little dude.
There's plenty of teams that got deep depth, haven't they?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
What about this? This is Andrew Johns talking about Nathan Cleary. When comparing the modern era with myself and JT, he is that far ahead.
At that age, he said.
At that age.
I get that Joey's saying that, but Joey's being quite humble. Joey's the best I've played with and played against. Cleary is certainly, he's a cut above most of the players. You know, him and Munster are standouts for me. But that's a massive rap because I think Cooper Cronk wrapped him early in the week.
Yeah.
And Nathan, it wouldn't go to his head, but Nathan is playing some great football, and that's a massive rap from Joey Johns. And I just think that's the good thing about the players from yesteryear. We're always happy to give, you know, the current players a massive rap, but also I think the game's changed a bit too.
Yeah, it certainly has. Yeah. What about this in terms of jersey stats? You know, you look at big games, you go, what certain things can help us? The Eels have an 80% win rate wearing the all-gold jersey in 2022. They've had four wins and one loss. And the Panthers are undefeated this year wearing their 1991 retro jersey.
I love that 91 retro jersey. It's good.
Yeah, it's a cool one. It is a good jersey. But, like, even that gold jersey that the Eels wear, from the Eels I'm wearing that, I think in the first final, I think they wore the white one.
Yeah,
they got tailed up. So, mate, wear the yellow jerseys. But, mate, look, whatever Penrith wear, they look good. But, yeah, mate, I love those stats.
It's just funny how you love those stats. Yeah. And the last one, the last time the Eels won the premiership, Sturlo had hair, the Broncos didn't exist, the Winfield was sponsors of the Cup, and Brad Arthur was 12 years old. Guys, you know my 20-year-old daughter, Ella. She's been away now for quite a while. And we've been
the trip of a lifetime.
It is. This trip could last a lifetime as well, by the sounds. But we've even got an opener for her adventures now.
These are the adventures of Ella, Ella, Ella,
Now, if you meet my daughter, she's something very special. People love her. She's really good company. She left our shores back in 2021. She's been to Japan, started the ball rolling there, did the ski season, then went to the UK, Ireland, Greece, Spain, Italy, Croatia, and now she is in Turkey.
She has just lit up your credit card, hasn't she?
Oh, she's... Don't worry about that. That's another...
Okay, hasn't she paid for it all?
Well, except for $2,400 so far on my Bankwest account, but that's okay.
That's
no problem. She's living her life and she's going to pay me back.
Yeah.
Yep. So she says.
Famous last words.
So just imagine, beautiful balmy night, about 24 degrees, the sunset just about starting, and then this music on the beach kicks off. Just turn it up a little bit. Get us in the mood.
Oh, beach party. Look out.
And then the drinks start flowing. Everyone's having a good time, but it's still, the water is warm and it's beautiful. So she's in a bikini, she's with a cousin, and they're frolicking in the water, right? So all of a sudden, she gets me on the FaceTime, right? So she goes back.
In the water.
Because there's someone that she's met in the water that she wants to FaceTime, but she wants to do it in the water, okay? So she goes back, gets a phone, gets back into the water, and then all of a sudden I get this FaceTime from Ella. So I go, oh, g'day, Ella, how are you? And guess who is frolicking in the water with my daughter, Ella Warland. He played on the wing for the Roosters for 12 years. He's now playing for Hull in the Super League.
Who's that?
Sean Kenny Dow.
Oh, yes.
SKD, the backpacker.
Yes.
Who is, you know, been bundled out of the Super League and so forth. Yeah. And he's like, hey, Gussie, bro, how you doing,
amazing,
brother? And they're hugging and that sort of stuff. And I'm like, how is this happening?
Yes.
How is this happening that SKD has been a hero, someone that I've loved? Yeah. He scored so many unbelievable tries.
Six moments.
One premierships and one and grand final tries.
Yeah.
There he is. And Ella was literally in the water with him, chatting away, and goes, I've got to tell you, I'm Ella Wall. And he goes, oh, Gussie, blah, blah, blah. Let me get my phone and let us ring. So,
yeah, good.
Magical moment.
That's
and
unbelievable.
Of course, I got all little messages all the way through the night and photos and that sort of stuff. So, absolutely fantastic. So, that is an update on Ella.
Oh, Ella,
she will be
it.
In Turkey for another couple of weeks because it's still the summertime. So.
I love that she's got an opener too. It's just,
she's got an opener now. Absolutely. So that is Ella.
Our next guest is a 3-time Paralympic gold medalist and 2-time Com Games gold medalist. He won 7 world championships and more than 30 marathons around the world. In other words, he's shut down a lot of roads. In 2009, he crawled the Kokoda track and he was also a member of the winning Sydney to Hobart yacht crew. Please welcome to the Rush Hour, Kurt Fearnley.
Yes, and he's an absolute tragic when it comes to the Panthers as well. Kurt, welcome to the show, mate. How are you?
Oh, great, mate. How are you guys going? And up the mighty Panthers.
Well, that's why we got you on, mate. We wanted you to talk about the Panthers, your love for them. Where did you first fall in love with the mighty Panthers?
Oh, look, 1991. Well, I was Roy Simmons. He's my grandma's a Simmons, and he's on the good-looking, charming side of the family, he tells me.
Okay.
Seeing him score 2 tries, you know, having that family connection, and he delivered me a signed jersey in 1991, and it just got me hook, line and sinker, mate. And now I've indoctrinated my kids as well.
Fantastic.
Mate, whenever the Panthers usually get to the big dance or the grand final, they usually win. And you must be very confident going into this weekend, mate.
Oh, you've got a short memory, which I love because I'm trying to get rid of the memories of 2020 as well.
Yeah.
mate, I think the team's looking great. Cleary's boot, my God. When are we going to put that in a museum?
Yeah,
after this weekend, but it's been a great run. I think everyone seems to be pretty fired up and the coach has got them looking good, mate. I'm the only Fearnley that that isn't an Eels fan. My Uncle Terry was coaching Parramatta the whole way through. So I'm not talking to any of my relatives, mate. No, I love them to death, but for the next few days, they are foreign to me.
Good. Who were some of your favourites over the years? Brandy Alexander and those types?
Yeah, mate, you name it. I loved seeing Alexander. You know what? MG did pretty good as well, right?
Yeah, like, he's great. There's
nothing like that family connection to a club and seeing Royce do it, but also seeing young Brad Furley run out for the jersey flag and win the grand final on the weekend as well. And hearing all the first grade boys call him Fernzilla. So, you know what? I am demanding a new nickname from here on in. It's got to be Fernzilla or nothing.
Well, you've certainly earned that over the years as well, mate, with your incredible feats, whether it's Kokoda or whether it's all the marathons or the times you represented Australia. That 1991 game, we talked to MG a little bit about it. Obviously, he's the king of Triple M here. And, you know, the fact that they'd lost in 1990 and then got the job done the following year, they learnt so much from 1990. That's exactly what happened from 20 to 21 for Penrith. And I'm sure there's no way they're going to let that slip again. They really missed the start in 20, but, gee, they've been the most sort of consistent side now for years.
Yeah.
Absolute, just solid, right? And it is a truly equal team as well. There are superstars in there as well, but there are superstars in there that maybe don't get mentioned as superstars. I reckon Dylan Edwards is just bloody awesome.
Yes,
like, what an impressive player and an impressive young man. And a lot of the talk, we talk about Kickout, we talk about Cleary, we talk about Luau at Toho, but you could just keep going on. That is a solid team, and they've been able to prove it with their performances as well.
I think what we, when you watch Dylan Edwards, even last year, he was in the moon boot for most of that week, and then he came out and he was like one of the best on the field. And, mate, I've got no doubt he'll be on that plane going over to England for the World Cup.
Yeah, that'd be look, I'd send him on, but I'm extremely biased. I think he's a lay-down Mazaire. But thankfully, like my Uncle Terry when he coached Australia, I think he got sacked for getting rid of all the Queenslanders.
Yeah.
So I would get sacked because it'd be a Panthers team travelling.
Yeah.
Kurt, just on a personal level, a fantastic effort on taking over the chair of the National Disability Insurance Agency, an incredible role.
Oh, mate, it's a little bit daunting, but this the NDIS, mate, there is nothing that we need to nail more in this country than that. It is the facilitator of disability rights, mate. It gives people access into community, and you know, it is having been a part of the conversation around the NDIS since before it was here, to be given that role, I find it incredibly exciting, incredibly daunting, and I can't wait to kind of rebuild a lot of trust with the community of people with disabilities and make sure that this thing is around for generations to come, and doing what it is actually meant to do, which is that rights-based conversation, giving people access into life and community.
No one better to do that job, mate. Thank you so much for joining us, mate, and best of luck for your mighty Panthers on Sunday night.
Thanks, guys.
There you go.
Thanks,
Kurt Fernley.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M.